Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Thursday, September 21st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The bullseye on MSPs, how ransomware gangs are targeting small businesses through their IT providers, the double-edged sword of affordable cloud computing, and products that could transform work, war, and everyday life. This is the Business of Tech. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful. Outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. While the AI backlog is getting interesting, I'll revisit that tomorrow. Today, I couldn't help but start with this story. The Lockbit ransomware group is using remote monitoring and management software to spread its ransomware and gain access to targeted networks. By taking advantage of exposed RMM instances or bringing their own RMM, the group establishes persistence and compromises downstream customers. The example MSP in question in the story had left its ConnectWise login panel exposed to the open internet. The justification, the researchers speculated, was to make it easier for its customers' IT administrators to access the service. But with brute force, or simply by purchasing them from the dark web, the attackers gained the necessary credentials to break through. Within 5 minutes of the intrusion, Lockbit began dropping its ransomware binaries on multiple endpoints. In fact, ransomware gangs in 2023 are increasingly targeting small and medium-sized enterprises with under 200 employees, according to data from Trend Micro. Lockbit, AlphaV/Black Cat, and Clop are among the highest profile operations, with Lockbit preferring to target SMBs due to their perceived likelihood of paying without resistance. The number of ransomware victims surged by 47% in the first 6 months of the year, with the majority of victims based in the U.S. The banking, retail, and transportation sectors were the most targeted, and the number of active ransomware as a service groups grew by 11.3%. Why do we care? There's a steady threat directly to MSPs and IT services organizations due to their avenue to the valuable target, SMBs. Now, we've seen this story before. SMBs are seen as easier targets who are more likely to pay ransoms without putting up much of a fight. Couple continued coverage of this story with the recent cease of focus on securing RMM, however, and the ability to brush this off diminishes. Failure to secure systems is not merely an internal risk, but a potential catastrophe for clients. A listener recently cited that too many SMBs were telling them that, quote, they weren't a target. Well, here's your report that they are. SMBs need to shed the complacency that comes with thinking they're too small to notice. The data speaks otherwise. The declining costs of cloud services are making scalable solutions accessible to small and mid-sized businesses. A report commissioned by AWS and conducted by Accenture reveals that nearly half of businesses in developed economies now use cloud services, unlocking productivity gains of $80 billion in the U.S. and $161 billion globally by 2030. AWS, with its size advantage and operational efficiency, is targeting the SMB market by offering price reductions and tailored analytics programs. SMBs represent a significant customer base, accounting for 99% of all firms and generating a substantial portion of GDP in developed economies. Why do we care? With the uptick in cloud usage and decreased cost comes the need for cost management. Cloud isn't necessarily cheaper, it's redirected spend. And as the landscape evolves, so must our understanding of the true costs and benefits of cloud computing. SMBs need to be acutely aware that while the cloud can offer unparalleled scalability and operational efficiencies, these advantages come with their own set of financial management complexities. AWS may be courting the SMB market with tailored offerings, but businesses would do well to read the fine print. It's not just about upfront savings. It's about ongoing maintenance and management to ensure that the cloud doesn't become a financial black hole. This could involve anything from data transfer costs to managing idle resources. Given that cloud costs can fluctuate and scale with usage, having a robust cost management strategy is crucial. This is an opportunity to offer value-added services in cloud cost management and optimization. It's about finding that balance where the cloud becomes not just accessible, but also sustainably beneficial. And I'm going to do a product segment, as there are a few I found notable. The U.S. Army has awarded Microsoft another contract for its advanced mixed reality goggles designed for combat situations. The new version of the headsets, known as the Integrated Visual Augmentation System, addressed previous issues of nausea and discomfort and received positive feedback from soldiers during testing. The Army plans to spend up to $21.9 billion on the project, with the headsets undergoing further testing in 2025 for combat use. Azure Update Manager has reached general availability, allowing organizations to manage software updates on Azure virtual machines, VMs on other cloud platforms, and on-premises infrastructure. It offers features such as automatic VM guest patching, hot patching, and customer-defined maintenance schedules. Azure Update Manager no longer has a dependency on log analytics agents or Azure Monitor agent, and instead uses the Microsoft Azure VM agent and Azure Connected Machine agent. Amazon unveiled updates for its voice assistant at its annual fall event. The updates include the ability for Alexa to understand body language, respond to conversational norms, and perform tasks like providing date night ideas or writing a poem. Amazon aims to make Alexa a more modern and useful assistant using generative AI capabilities. Google's Bard AI chatbot can now search and summarize information from Gmail, Docs, and Drive. With this new integration, Bard can help users find specific information in their emails and documents, saving them time and effort. Google assures users that their personal data will not be used to train Bard's model, and will be not seen by human reviewers. Bard's extensions also include integrations with Maps, YouTube, and Google Flights, with more to come. Why do we care? I included the Bard update because I expect providers to see it in the wild soon and wanted to provide the heads up. Azure Update Manager is another data point on the movement of management tools into Microsoft's arsenal. Microsoft is signaling a one-stop solution for cloud and on-premises infrastructure, indicating the tech giant's move towards consolidating management tools. I've been down on the metaverse broadly, and I wanted to highlight a potential direction for the technology. Bulky goggles are a lot less of a problem for the Army, who already uses bulky goggles for things like night vision. It's this utility that intrigues me, because there are use cases, which mostly are augmented reality, not virtual. I'm far less intrigued by ideas like virtual worlds for usefulness than I am for laying real-world data over vision. It was only a matter of time until Amazon got into the generative AI game with their assistant. I wanted to highlight the thread not because I think there's an immediate opportunity, and instead because I'm anticipating voice as a UI will become a thing. Sometime. I've been wrong on the timeline here a lot. While voice as a UI has been a slow burn, Amazon's latest updates to Alexa could be the kindling. With generative AI making Alexa more intuitive and conversational, we might be getting closer to the tipping point for voice-controlled interfaces. Thanks for listening. Today, World Mini Golf Day. Because who doesn't like a little bit of putt-putt? I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.